mentally.
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
I do not talk to Fox News.
The Democrats. Just extraordinary. Democrats all over the country waking up this morning with the rise of the sun and chanting death to America. Death to America. Death to Israel. Death to America. The jihadis live among us. They call themselves liberals. See them burning the American flag while waving the Hezbollah flag. Not just the Palestinian flag anymore, now the Hezbollah flag. That's the party of Allah, Hezbollah, out of Lebanon. Genocidal anti-Semites and an organization in good standing with the Democrat Party. Joe Biden, has Joe Biden converted to Islam? Is that what's happening? Getting up this morning, pounding the rug. Facing east and praying to Satan in the after-school Satan Club, yeah. Burning the American flag while flying the Hezbollah flag, the Democrat Party. We have the president of the Columbia University. Didn't Barack Hussein Obama go to the Columbia University? The president of the Columbia University going to Capitol Hill today to explain all of the anti-Semitism or try to and probably endorse it, which is the pattern that we've seen. The Democrats also chanting, globalize the Intifada. Globalize the Intifada. This is pretty crazy stuff. You're a Democrat Party. Absolutely berserk. But we got a lot of them today. They're not the highlight, though. There were a number of highlights that have filled the space since last week convened about 21 hours ago. And mobs of Democrats in New York and elsewhere chanting death to America. Literally, this is not, you don't have to make it up. They actually do this stuff for you. And globalize the Intifada, the Islamist struggle against civilization, which calls for genocide and murder. And I love it. They come out like the employees at Google yesterday, not just at their headquarters, but elsewhere. They showed up and they got on their knees and they face Mecca and they wear their matching black T-shirts and they shout at their bosses that sign their paychecks about how they support genocide. Google, Google, you can't hide. This is their idiotic chant with their tiny little brains. Google, Google, you can't hide. You're supporting genocide or you're funding genocide or whatever they're doing with genocide. And the great irony I've been pointing out for years and years that these people have no sense of irony, and it continues to be true. And they're chanting, you're supporting genocide, when in reality, of course, the people that are chanting that are supporting genocide, which should be a little bit ironic, but their brains, they're no good. They're like Joe Biden brains. They're broke. And just amazing. You're supporting genocide. No, Biden, Biden, you can't hide. You're supporting genocide. Well, he is, but that's a Planned Parenthood funding thing. Never mind that. And at the same time, who are they supporting? Who are the people doing these chants supporting? They're supporting Hamas and waving the Hezbollah flag and supporting Iran and coming out in support of Iran, all of whom are calling for an actual genocide of the actual Jewish people. And so, who is it that is supporting genocide? It is the people that are chanting that everybody else is supporting genocide. It's the Russian playbook again, isn't it? It's the old Soviet playbook. You accuse the other guy of being guilty of whatever it is that you are guilty of. But just scratching the surface on the Democrat Party, the Death to America Party, Death to Israel Party, the Globalize the Intifada Party, the waving the Hezbollah flag while burning the American flag party. That is great stuff. Remember that guy at the Democrat convention in Philadelphia that was burning the American flag and dancing on the burning American flag that he was burning? And he set himself on fire. That was hilarious, wasn't it? Since then, they started setting themselves on fire on purpose and killing themselves, Democrats, while setting themselves. That's called self-immolation. And not only are they for globalizing the Intifada and for death to America and death to Israel, but now they're in favor, like these professors who were Muslim women at UCLA, their School of Psychiatry, and these women are psychiatrists, and they are endorsing self-immolation as a form of political protest. What do they call it? Revolutionary suicide. Revolutionary suicide. Isn't that amazing? But the Democrats now have, they've really, taken a fondness to self-immolation. Hey. This guy's burning himself.
You're on fire, stupid.
That's every day is an IQ test. And for Democrats, they're not doing very well, are they? President Trump, on the other hand, was in court yesterday for one of the Democrat Party lynchings. The Democrat Party has a long history of lynching. In fact, pretty much all of the racist lynchings in the history of the country are Democrat Party events that they've thrown. You know, out west, they used to lynch people for stealing a horse or stealing cattle, things like that. If somebody burned your barn, you'd hang them from a tree. Made perfectly good sense at the time. You got to look at everything in context. But never mind that. If you're talking about racist lynching, that's a Democrat Party thing. But President Trump, after leaving his lynching in Manhattan courtroom yesterday, which is being conducted by racist Democrat remember Joy Reid on the MSDNC, who went to Harvard because everybody went to Harvard. How big is Harvard? Seems like everybody went there. Everybody except me and Michael. Me and Michael didn't go to Harvard. Other than that, everybody went to Harvard. Pretty amazing. But Joyless Reid, who is mentally ill and extremely racist and vile anti-Semite and a vicious homophobe. A homophone? No, a homophobe. She has an irrational fear of homosexual people. Therefore, she's homophobe. She posted all that stuff online years ago now with anti-gay stuff. And then she said that some evil person hacked her account and put all that stuff in and made it look like it was 2 years earlier. She's a psychopath and a total liar. But she's going crazy about how proud she is that there are people of color prosecuting Donald Trump because he's white and she's black and they're black. And therefore, it's good because somehow that makes it better if you're a racist.
If my DEIs are bringing it home.
Her DEIs are bringing it home. She's a devout racist. That's a DR, a DR. Speaking of the DR, the bodega, or as Jill Biden would say, the bogada in New York City and Harlem, in fact, that President Trump visited after his courtroom lynching yesterday, is the bodega or bogada that that was the scene of an incident a couple of years ago in New York City, where a Democrat who is a criminal went in there to rob and brutalize an immigrant man from the Dominican Republic. See, that's where the DR comes in, this dedicated racist. It just triggered my DR mechanism in my brain. And the owner of that bodega was Jose Alba. I think he's still part owner. But he moved back to the Dominican Republic after living in New York for a period of time and running his bodega in New York City and Harlem. A Democrat came in, an African-American man, and was robbing Jose Alba and threatened to murder him. In fact, tried to murder him. And Jose Alba used a knife to defend himself. Right? Used a knife to defend himself. And this move by President Trump yesterday was brilliant. It was genius. It was eloquent and wonderful because President Trump, after his lynching in the courtroom, went up to Harlem with his Secret Service detail that looked a little on edge, and he went into this bodega, and is like, why this bodega? What's he doing? He's buying lottery tickets or something. I don't think he really bought lottery tickets, just kidding. He's already won the lottery, you know. It's okay. He's fine. And, you know, when they have those big lotteries, and like some woman in California won $1.1 billion a few months ago in a lottery, Donald Trump has won that 10 times over. But he earned it. You see, he didn't buy a lottery ticket. He earned it. Amazing stuff. In any case, President Trump yesterday went into this bodega in New York. And news channels were watching him there and saying, well, what's he doing there? Why is he in Harlem? Why is he at this bodega? And it turns out it's the bodega where Dominican Republic transplant immigrant Jose Alba was minding his own business, working real hard, running a business, when a Democrat came in and tried to murder him while robbing him. Jose Alba defended himself and stabbed the criminal and killed the criminal. And as a result, the district attorney in New York, the one that is now prosecuting President Trump, who is a slimeball, charged Jose Alba, the store owner who defended himself against a vicious, violent criminal, charged him with murder and threw him into Rikers Island because Democrats are criminals and they're on the side of criminals and they want America. They were, what were they chanting yesterday? America should fail today. Is that what it is? It failed today. America needs to fail today. The Democrat Party is not on our side. And they are on the side of criminals, and they're not on the side of immigrants like Jose Alba from the Dominican Republic who just wanted to work hard because, you know, they're completely insane, criminally insane. But President Trump went there. Jose Alba is no longer there because he's terrified, and he moved back to the Dominican Republic. But President Trump went there to draw attention to what the Democrats do, and it was kind of amazing. Because a crowd gathered around President Trump, and they were chanting Trump, Trump, Trump. They were, I've got the audio for you that I will share with you. And they were chanting that Trump should win and Trump 2024, and they love Trump. And the young kids of all races, since Democrats might be listening, you know, of all races and creeds and colors. They're creeds, too. They're various creeds as well. And not just races, but also colors. And remarkable stuff. President Trump went to this bodega, and it draws attention to the Fed. At least it should if we had a news media that covered the news. But we don't have a news media that covers the news. We have a news media that covers up the news. But Trump visits bodega where worker, who was cleared of murder, stabbed ex-convict to death in self-defense. Harlem crowd chants four more years, and little kids cry, "We love you." And it's true, they're yelling, first a girl yelling, "We love you, Trump," and then a young boy yelling, "We love you, Trump." And they were people of color, POC, because that's all that Democrats care about. And he got a hero's welcome. The Daily Mail is covering it, but the New York Times is not. Amazing stuff. So this criminal came in to rob the place. Rob an immigrant, and he ended up being killed. The DA, Alvin Bragg, charged the store owner with murder and threw him into Rikers Island for defending himself because Democrats don't believe in self-defense. They believe that that criminals, I almost said Democrats, should own you. They're all Democrats, of course, the criminals that are going around shooting people and stabbing people. But they're all Democrats there, and the Democrats want their votes. But while the people of Harlem were chanting four more years and screaming, "We love you," Democrats were in Manhattan burning American flags and chanting death to America and globalize the Intifada. That's what the Democrats were chanting. And this draws a stark contrast, and it draws between Democrat and Republican, between Biden and Biden voters who are maybe not all criminals, but we're getting there. And the district attorney there, who's a Soros radical extremist and a political hack of a third world order, Alvin Bragg, who threw Jose Alba into Rikers Island for defending himself. And President Trump went to this bodega, draws attention to what the Democrats do versus what civilized people do. And just remarkable stuff. Great moments. I've got the audio for you of all of that good stuff. And seven jurors have been chosen. We know a good deal about the seven jurors, too. I have something to say about the seven jurors that have been chosen. The Democrat Party is putting together a lynch mob just like the old days. Somebody's looking for a tree because that's who they are. Make no mistake. So we got some of that for you, and there's a lot more as well. Lots and lots. The bodega guy. We got The View again, and Sonny Hostin. They're paranoid, they're lame-brained, they're incredibly unintelligent people. And USC cancels the valedictorian graduation address. I'll explain why. It's a safety issue. It's a matter of safety. We got that Google protests and again, the Democrats in New York. While chanting four more years in Harlem, the Democrats were burning American flags and chanting death to Israel, death to America. Who are you voting for? We're at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Yeah, and the dim-witted women of The View who all make seven figures, and it's an ABC News product. That's an ABC News product, right? That's the one. And they had a little moment where they're talking about radio talk show host Clay Travis, who said something funny and clever about the Trump jury, and I want to share that with you because they're very unwell. And then creepy boy Eric Swalwell with Fang Fang, his girlfriend Fang Fang. He's weighed in on this, too. I want to get to that today. Right now, let's take a phone call. We are at 888-630-9625. Oh, today is mailbag day also. Mailbag day. I have the mailbag questions right in front of me. Right now, let's go to Ivan, calling from Miramar Beach, Florida. Ivan, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. How you doing this morning, man?
Very well. Very well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Chris, you and I should be working for the RNC. These things, they write themselves. If Lord Trump doesn't have the commercial ready to go yesterday, you know, it's unbelievable. These things write themselves. Illegals crossing the border by the millions, assaulting white women, assaulting Asians, the people shouting death to America, you know, empty grocery shelves during the pandemic, the Rear Admiral or the Admiral Rachel Levine, you know, maybe a Trump mugshot to boot. You know, poop on the streets, homeless tents. You know, time won't allow. You know, the herd looting, the Black Lives Matter burning and looting. You know, babies with masks on. These things write themselves, and then at the end, you go, "This is not your father's Democrat Party." You know, how can you not have ads ready to go and play them nonstop, Chris? It's right there in front of you every day. This is all they got to do is. Play clips of your show every day, Chris.
You're absolutely right, of course, and it is mysterious, and it has been mysterious for a great many years, as to the Republican Party's inability to hit back, which is, of course, why President Trump rose, because he punches back. Got a little NBA news today, too, a little bit. Excuse me, not NBA, WNBA. It's not the NBA, is it? It's the WNBA. It's kind of like the NBA, but with a W in front of it. Is that like woke? Something like that. We'll get to that. A lot of Democrat Party bitterness demonstrating once again that they know nothing about capitalism. They know nothing about business, about free markets. It's amazing. What they don't know, constantly dazzling, these people. Can I just say these people? And remember, as the Democrats say, death to America. And globalize the Intifada, the Democrat Party. Quite amazing. These people. Let me just say these people. So President Trump yesterday, again, appearing before the lynch mob in Manhattan with Alvin Bragg, right? And the crooked Democrat judge with his Democrat activist daughter, and he's a Democrat donor, and he's laying there. They put a warrant out or something yesterday, Alvin Bragg. I'll get to that. On President Trump for contempt of court. I'm in contempt of that court. I'm in contempt of Congress. Can that get me arrested just declaring that I'm, if not now, then soon? But let's go to some other news, The View, a TV show called The View. They have Sonny and Whoopi and Joy. And they're all miserable. Whoopi is more miserable than Sonny is more miserable than Joy is more miserable than Whoopi. And extraordinary stuff. That's right. I went all the way around the circle. Round the horn. So The View's Sonny Hostin fears Trump supporters will sneak into jury for hush money trial. That's the headline from the radical left-wing Mediaite, a.k.a. her Super Bowl. It's her Super Bowl. See, that's the thing of these people. There was a moment, and it was kind of fun. I've got to say, Clay Travis of Clay and Buck. It's a radio show of some repute, and Clay Travis on X, which is formerly known as Twitter, in case you haven't heard that. Clay Travis instructs, another left-wing radical headline. Clay Travis instructs his audience to, quote, do everything you can, end quote, to get on Trump jury. See, to get on the Trump jury. And to refuse to convict. I want jury nullification. Now, this is kind of a fun thing, I've got to say, that Clay Travis did while streaming on his show, podcast. Travis said, the only way to fight back against lawfare is by refusing to comply with it. And so if you want, if you can vote not guilty, if you can get on this jury, you can become a hero. I really mean that, he says, Clay Travis, because he went on to the Twitter and he said, try to get on the jury. And when you get on the jury, you know, and just tell him, yeah, you know, whatever, I can be fair. Well, they've already let how many people go because they said, oh, I couldn't possibly be fair. I'm brimming with hatred for Donald Trump and America and Jews and Israel, and I want to burn the American flag, so I got to leave the courtroom right now. But Clay Travis said there is no way you're going to get 12 jurors to recognize this for what it is, a political sham. Alvin Bragg is lowering every felony to a misdemeanor, and that's what he's famous for, of course, with real criminals in New York City. You go out and beat women over the head and throw them in front of subway trains, and he reduces your charge to a misdemeanor. But with President Trump, he elevates a misdemeanor to a felony because he is a felon. He is a crook. He is a corrupt person. But never mind that. That's just Alvin Bragg. So then he Clay points out, you know, here is trying to elevate a misdemeanor to a felony based on what I think is illegitimate. But in any case, he recommended that people should get on the jury and then, you know, do an OJ, basically, although everybody on the OJ jury went along with the corruption there. But just say, you're the one holdout in the jury and you refuse to convict President Trump. And that's kind of fun, right? That infuriated the Chinese spy stooge, Eric Swalwell, the Democrat congressman from California, who, of course, was a city councilman until Fang Fang, the Chinese secret agent, started having sex with him. And then they started raising a lot of money because of the Chinese Communist Party. And then Eric Swalwell ran for the House of Representatives. He won, then raised a lot of money, a lot of organization, got on the Intelligence Committee. And now he's perfectly placed to help the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese Communist government. Eric Swalwell, very upset with Clay Travis. But... you know, because Clay Travis, again, went on X and he said, if you're a Trump supporter in New York City who's part of the jury pool, do everything you can to get seated on the jury and then refuse to convict as a matter of principle, dooming the case via hung jury. He wrote that on Monday, day before yesterday. And he said, it's the most patriotic thing you could possibly do. This had Eric Swalwell, who's a Chinese secret agent stooge, Fang Fang, is his girlfriend. Fang 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 went the trolley. And Eric Swalwell is out there saying, this is jury tampering. It's he's going to try to get everybody put in prison. That's what they do. It's a felony. So now Eric Swalwell, who's a communist stooge, who got to Congress by way of his sexual liaisons with a Chinese spy, literally true, named Fang Fang, one of her names. That's her spy name. She's got another, you know, Chinese Communist Party name, but that's it. So here's Eric Swalwell, the California Democrat, saying it's a felony. It's jury tampering. And this is the communists. They try to put all of their political enemies in prison all over the world. And now that's happening here. And that's what's going on, make no mistake, with President Trump as well. And Swalwell brings that to the fore once again because of his Chinese Communist Party ties. But he wants to accuse a radio talk show, Clay Travis, of committing a felony by throwing this out there, when in fact the Democrats are packing the jury with anti-Trump people, which is jury tampering and various other felonies. I think Swalwell should be arrested. There should be a pre-dawn FBI raid with a CNN camera crew in tow, drag him away in cuffs and leg restraints and throw him in solitary confinement. Oh, wait, that's what the Democrats do with everybody. With Roger Stone, with the January 6th protesters, solitary confinement forever, no representation, not a problem. We're becoming a communist country because of people like Eric Swalwell and people that call themselves Democrats. But on The View, which is a product of ABC News and Sunny Hostin, who is not sunny at all, but quite the opposite. She's kind of, you know, she is to a sunny day what an eclipse is to a sunny. Remember, eclipse is fresh on everyone's mind. Sunny Hostin on The View talking about the Trump jury selection.
They are never going to find someone that doesn't know about the former twice impeached loser president, yeah. Right? They're never going to find that. But what I did find also interesting
sounds
about
angry.
My Super Bowl is that
Super Bowl.
Teams will be checking the jurors' social media profiles to see if they can assess the truthfulness and intention of what they said during voir dire, which is
shouldn't
their questioning.
Do that.
And I think that's really, really important, because if you start liking Trump's and you follow Trump stuff on social media, can you be impartial? I don't really think so.
She doesn't really think so. You can't be. Because she can't be. Once again, it's the Soviet playbook. She's projecting her own sensibilities onto everyone else. She is corrupt. She's angry. She is furious. She's actually a lawyer, and amazingly, and a very corrupt person, because it's The View and it's ABC fake news and George Stephanopoulos and all of that good stuff. But she's thinking that the jury, well, we've got to check their social media background to make sure that they're not possibly Republicans or Trump supporters, as Clay Travis was suggesting a Trump supporter should get on the jury and then refuse to convict. You only need one. It has to be unanimous on a jury to convict, right? So if one pro-American person who doesn't like living in a communist dictatorship gets on the jury, can derail Sonny Hostin's damp fantasies here. Sonny Hostin was not done.
What could happen in a case like this is if you have someone, and we were talking about this morning, someone named Clay Travis is sort of telling people to get onto that jury. You get one person that sneaks onto that jury with untoward feelings,
untoward.
That person can hang that jury.
How do you sneak onto a jury? You have to be called.
Well, you lie. You lie. You say,
yeah, that's
I hate Trump. But I can be impartial, and I this than that, and then all of a sudden, that's the person.
See, they're afraid that somebody who's pro, we got to check all their social media background to make sure that they're not pro-Trump, because we have to make sure that only anti-Trump jurors get onto the Trump jury, because that's what a lynch mob does, and she's very concerned that a Trump supporter might sneak, she used the word sneak, onto the jury. Isn't that amazing? Well, fear not, because they are doing background checks on the jurors. And the people at Newsweek magazine, that used to be a news magazine, remember that? Long time ago, that was a news magazine. What do they know? Seven jurors were selected yesterday to be on the Donald Trump jury. They call it the hush money jury. It's a non-disclosure agreement, and Newsweek magazine, I'll bet a dollar right now that Newsweek magazine has had women sign non-disclosure agreements probably many times in the past. I'd like to take them to task on that, because like NPR, they couldn't be bigger hypocrites. So we have NPR updates today, too, because they're not a news organization. They're a Democrat Party front group. But seven jurors selected for the Donald Trump jury in New York. And what do we know about these seven jurors? Well, it's kind of interesting what we know about these seven jurors, actually, because juror number one, B400, is a male. We can't have that, Ken. How do you know it's male? Oh, we got another Democrat who is converting from man to woman and from person to dragon, because mental illness is a serious problem in the Democratic Party. So the four person, but we just said it was a male. Shouldn't it be a four man? We maybe want to give them the flexibility to change genders during the trial? That could be it. Because Newsweek magazine just said juror number one, B400, is male. Then they identify him, presumably, as four person when it should be four man. Juror number one, middle-aged salesman who lives in West Harlem in Upper Manhattan and is originally from Ireland. They don't say he's white. They just say he's originally from Ireland, and they leave you to draw the conclusion that he's white. His sources of news, they say, are the Daily Mail. That's an online British newspaper. He is from Ireland. The New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. You know a lot of people that watch Fox News and MSNBC? I do, but it's my job. In his spare time, he does anything outdoorsy, which is why he lives in Manhattan, because he's a real outdoorsman. He scales the sides of buildings or something like that. That's what he said during the jury selection, the voir dire process. Juror number two, B280, female. Is she the co-chairperson? She, media choices seem to be more liberal than juror number one, gets her news from the New York Times, CNN, Google, and Facebook. By the way, Google and Facebook are not sources of news. Those are not news sources. When you say my source of news is Google, the question, follow-up question should be, you are aware that Google is not a news source. Am I right? She is an oncology nurse, a cancer treatment nurse at Memorial Sloan Kettering, which has cancer treatment centers, Upper East Side and on Long Island. And she's been chosen. She lives with her fiance, and her hobbies include walking her dogs in the park. That's not really a hobby. That's just dog ownership, and your dog needs to go for a walk. But so she has no hobbies, I think. Said, when she was called for jury duty, she had no idea she would end up on the Trump jury. Yeah, I'm sure. I didn't know I was walking into this, she told lawyers during jury selection on Tuesday. That's yesterday. Juror three, a male, originally from Oregon, automatically a lefty, and moved to New York 5 years ago. He's a lawyer. That's not good. Worked at two corporate law firms in New York. Gets his news from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and Google. They really don't know a lot. There's a lot these people don't know. Don't know. His hobbies are hiking and running. Another New York City, a Manhattan outdoorsman. They all live in New York City because they're in the jury pool, right? And when he was chosen, after showing that he was not familiar with the case. Yeah, I'm actually not super familiar with other than the charge. Yeah, he's a lawyer. He lives in Manhattan. He isn't here. I don't know nothing about Trump. Juror number four is male, originally from Puerto Rico. Do you think maybe President Trump threw him a roll of paper towels one day? He should bring in a roll of paper towels and throw it to juror number four. Lived in the Lower East Side of Manhattan for 40 years. And he's been married, he says, for a long time. That's it. Sounds like a long time. He can't tell you how long. That's how long it's been. He has two grandchildren, as far as he knows. See, as far as he knows. See, I think. And he gets his news from Google, too. And the Daily News and the New York Times, both of which are liberal papers. Sure. That's it. I got more on the jury selection coming up, and President Trump at the bodega yesterday. Great stuff. And I've got more to get to on jurors number 5, 6, and 7. They're looking for a Democrat Party pool, which is easy in Manhattan. Be tough to do anything else, even if they wanted to, and they don't, because they're a lynch mob. The prosecutor and the judge showed up on horseback today, wearing hoods. Kind of strange, I thought. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jackson, calling from Tampa, Florida. Jackson, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris. How are you doing?
Very well, Jackson. What do you say? What do you know?
I'm a young conservative in Florida, and I just wanted to tell you that Florida's not a battleground state anymore, man. It's a very conservative state, and the voting machines here are absolutely phenomenal. And I went through the whole state of Florida on a road trip. I've seen significant Trump support. And I also wanted to say I'm a big fan of you. My dad is a big fan as well, and I also listen to you every morning when I'm doing college work at FSU.
That is absolutely great. How old are you?
I'm 18 years old, sir.
Well, you're way ahead of me, pal. I'll give you that much. When I was 18, my eyes had not yet been opened, although I was close. It really started when I was 19. And then I was a very lucky guy. When I was 20, I got to meet Ronald Reagan, and that kind of changed everything for me pretty quick. But you're 18 years old. You're way ahead of the pack, I'll tell you that.
Yes, sir. I'm going into real estate development at FSU, and I grew up a big Donald Trump fan. I recognized his real estate development work, and my uncle knows Corey Mills, and I just want to let you know that too.
Well, that is great. Yeah, go ahead.
We talk about politics with Mr. Mills, and I have a lot of representatives that follow me on X and Twitter. And I just wanted to say that Florida, anyone that says that Florida is not a battleground state or that it's a battleground state, it's not at all. It's red than more than California's blue. So it's completely red.
That is absolutely great. You got to look out for lefties moving there from New York and stuff because, you know, they're like poison in the water system. They're toxins and they screw everything up. Jackson, I'm very happy that you called in. I'm happy you listen to the show and, you know, check in from time to time when you got something to say. God bless you and congratulations on figuring it out so early.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.